It may come as no surprise that fear of snakes, or ophiophobia, is one of humankind's most common phobias. Interesting research has helped reveal why people seem to be hardwired to be afraid of snakes, but in many cases that fear is unfounded. In fact, most non-venomous snakes are harmless to humans, and all snakes play an important role in maintaining balanced, healthy ecosystems. I'm John Racanelli, CEO of the National Aquarium, and this is A Blue View, our weekly look at real-world conservation issues facing our blue planet. Today we're talking about northern water snakes, which are found throughout the state of Maryland. They're at home in the tidal salt marshes of the Chesapeake Bay and its tributaries, even the urban waters of downtown Baltimore. Here with me is the National Aquarium's general curator, Jack Cover, who oversees the aquarium's living exhibits and the 20,000 animals that live there. He's also very well-versed on the natural history of our Chesapeake Bay watershed. Thanks for joining me, Jack.
Thanks for having me.
Northern water snakes are very common, but are often victims of unfounded fear. Why is that?
Northern water snakes are heavy-bodied, semi-aquatic snakes that superficially resemble venomous water moccasins. They are completely harmless and are sometimes misidentified to be water moccasins and are killed. There are no water moccasins in Maryland. Our state has two venomous snakes, the northern copperhead and the timber rattlesnake. It would be extremely rare to find either of these species swimming in water.
But northern water snakes do reap some evolutionary benefits by looking like a more dangerous species, right?
In nature, it's not uncommon for a non-venomous species to mimic the coloration or behavior of a venomous species in an attempt to trick potential predators. When threatened, the northern water snake will first attempt to rapidly retreat in water. They will dive to the bottom and stay underwater for over an hour. Similar to the water moccasin, when cornered or captured, they will aggressively defend themselves, rapidly striking out at would-be predators. Water snakes will also flatten their bodies and head to appear larger and more menacing. This type of moccasin-like defense works well against raccoons, foxes, and birds, but sometimes not so well against humans. A common snake myth in Maryland and elsewhere is that any snake with a triangular-shaped head is venomous. So this misconception often results in the unnecessary killing of this and other harmless snakes.
Where might one see a northern water snake in our region?
This is a wide-ranging species that can be found in every county of Maryland. True to their name, water snakes can be found living near a variety of aquatic habitats ranging from streams, ponds, and rivers in mountains of western Maryland to the tidal brackish marshes of the Chesapeake Bay. It's not uncommon to see a northern water snake swimming gracefully along the shoreline while canoeing or kayaking in any of the bay's many tributaries. Here in Baltimore, they sometimes could be swimming at the water's surface or basking along the bulkhead of the Inner Harbor. Northern water snakes emerge from hibernation in April and are typically active both day and night until late October when they leave the water to hibernate underground in decaying tree stumps, mammal burrows, or hillside rock crevices. An excellent spot to observe them here in Baltimore is along the restored wetland habitat at Fort McHenry.
I know there are benefits to having these snakes around. What are they?
All snakes are an important part of the ecosystem and food web. Northern water snakes play a role in one of the planet's most productive ecosystems, the tidal marshes of the Chesapeake Bay. The bay's vast expanses of marsh grasses convert the energy of sun into food via photosynthesis and create massive amounts of organic matter. This organic banquet feeds small invertebrates and tiny fishes, which in turn feed and create large populations of medium-sized fishes. Water snakes feed on these and in turn are eaten by large fish, snapping turtles, birds, and mammals such as raccoons, river otters, and foxes.
Well, thanks so much for teaching us about northern water snakes, Jack, and for the work you and your team are doing to ensure that our inner harbor and other urban waterways are healthy, viable habitats for species like them. To learn more about the National Aquarium's efforts to protect our local waterways, please visit aqua.org/care. A Blue View is produced for WYPR by the National Aquarium, which is dedicated to sharing its mission of inspiring conservation of the world's aquatic treasures. For the National Aquarium, I'm John Racanelli.